a plume of contaminated groundwater and no money to clean it up. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Michigan has more than 280 contaminated sites that are orphans. That means the company that made the mess no longer exists, and the state has to deal with it. But Michigan is running short of money to tackle these problems. Peter Payette reports from one community in northern Michigan where contamination is an ongoing problem.
The southern part of Antrim County will have contaminated water for decades. A plume of a chemical called trichloroethylene has been spreading underground here since the middle of the last century. It can cause cancer. It was left by an auto parts manufacturer and has poisoned wells over miles of countryside.
We're driving through Summit Village here.
That's Donna Gundel-Krieg. She's a realtor.
And this is the village that's most affected by the plume at this moment. There are homeowners working to hook up to city water.
Summit Village is part of Shanty Creek Resort. The resort is one of the main drivers of economic growth in the area. But the chemical plume is migrating here and will contaminate more wells. That makes it awkward for realtors.
I was out here the other day putting brochures in, and these people came down and they said, "Tell us what you know about the plume we just bought last year, and our realtor didn't tell us anything." So I sort of said, "Well, it's a tough legal call, you know, blah, blah, blah." But I get that everywhere. You know, people want to know what I know, and I just don't really know what to say other than there is a plan. There is a plan, and we should feel okay about buying property here.
Property owners in Shanty Creek have this trouble today because of a fluid used to clean greasy machinery 50 years ago. Herb Tipton worked with that cleaner at Mount Clemens Metal in Mancelona in the 1960s. He says when they were done, they poured it down the drain.
But I don't think anybody really knew the after effects. Of course, that's true all over the world.
In Antrim County, trillions of gallons of water are contaminated. That's too expensive to clean up. So the state has spent $18 million to keep people from drinking the stuff, mainly by hooking them up to city water. But millions more will be needed to keep clean drinking water flowing around here. That's why community leaders were surprised in 2014 when they were told there wasn't enough money to extend more water lines. Dean Branson is with Three Lakes Association. He says it would have cost $2 million, but the state offered $500,000.
Which is defeat, because you can't do $2 million worth of construction with $500,000. So we needed to find a plan B.
The idea that Michigan can't afford to protect drinking water in Antrim County sent shockwaves through the community last year. Branson helped work out a novel solution, one that involved the county sharing some of the costs. That agreement will protect everyone's water for a few years, but then more money will be needed. Dean Branson expects the state will be there to help, because at a meeting this summer, a division chief from the Department of Environmental Quality told a room full of people that the state will protect their drinking water. Bob Wagner said if anyone asks the DEQ whether it's safe to buy property in Antrim County, the answer will be yes.
It's safe. It's fine. You're not at risk. Proceed as you would on any other real estate you're interested in. There is no risk. It's all managed. That's our message.
How to pay for that management long-term is the question. There are more than 280 contaminated sites in Michigan that still need work, and there's no money to clean them up now. In fact, Wagner says the state might have to pull back on groundwater monitoring at some of these sites next year. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.